Hey, what brings you here today? I don't mean to offend you, but you have a habit of visiting me in these late hours. But by all means, don't stop. I love hanging out with you. Come on. Yeah, just clear those things off the settee and make yourself at home. So, pick your poison then. I've got some of that IPA you were telling me about. And, oh, I've even got some Pendair and whiskey if you fancy it. That's the good shit. What's the big deal then? I can see that smirk all over your face. Wait, I know that look. You have another script for me, don't you? Jesus Christ, you're like a writing machine. You should really take a break and cut yourself some slack. Let's see then. What dirty little fantasy have you got for me this time? You know, I hope it's better than that time travelling one you sent me. That was a huge flop. Barely anyone paid attention. I'm kidding. Oh, I love your work, you know that. I wouldn't talk to you if it was so bad. Well, you know, on one hand, I'd love to fill them because I think they're incredibly hot. But I know I'm far from your favourite performer. So sometimes I leave the spot open so others can have a go. It's only fair. Oh, you're just being nice. You sure know how to make a girl feel special. You know, I'm still in the middle of editing that barista one you posted last week. Do you want to listen to it now? Well, what's so weird about it? It's totally normal for friends to make audio porn together, right? Oh, I was joking. I won't embarrass you or myself by playing the unfinished product. But seriously though, thank you for introducing me to GWA. I didn't realise moaning in front of a microphone could be so satisfying. And performing your sexual fantasies while I'm doing it? Oh, that's just the icing on the cake. Oh, and you know, I didn't know there was such a wild side to you. So many dirty thoughts lingering in the back of your head. You see, you're always very professional about the whole audio porn thing. Like we're a couple of business partners and this is just our side job. We never talk about the explicit stuff behind the scenes. So, I'm curious. Do you ever try to get off when you're writing all this naughty stuff? Yeah. I most definitely do when I'm recording. The stories you tell, they evoke such lustful feelings inside me. Oh, okay, you do as well. Sometimes, though, I'd wish you'd stop pretending you're writing because you like it. I know you're writing because you like me. Don't be shy. You knew this was going to happen sooner or later. I can tell you want this. That bulge in your jeans is getting bigger and harder by the second. Yeah. Take my hand and follow me into the bedroom. Yeah, those are my toys on the nightstand. They're very helpful when I'm recording. Oh, you want me to prove it to you? Okay. So, this is how I usually get started. I turn on my favourite vibrator, which you know is my wand. Put the setting to a speed I like. And just rub it against my cunt. Aww, you know, it always makes me so fucking wet and horny. And greedy. Sometimes I feel like my toys aren't enough though. I crave more. Something only a real cock can offer. Can I suck you off while I play with myself? Please? Such a perfect cock. Already nice and hard for me. I don't need hands to give a great blowjob, just watch. Oh fuck. I love this. Your firm hand on the back of my head pushing me down to make me take all your shaft. Do you like how innocent my eyes are while I look up at you? I can be adorable, even with your cock down my throat and a toy against my cunt. Of course I can take you all the way in. I know how much you love deep throating. Can you feel it hitting the back of my throat? I'm glad my recording practice paid off. Fuck. I'm getting so close. This is why. I turn it down and focus on the next line. Right. I'll spread my legs wide open for you. Please fill me with your cock while I fill your script for real. Oh fuck. Oh god. Oh, I can't believe it. I'm having real sex. Oh, but I usually pretend to do it with no one other than you. Oh fuck. Would you like me to put on my recording voice for you? Well, it's your pick. Do you want to hear my cheerleader voice? Please, babe. Don't get my uniform dirty. I want you to come inside me, okay? See? I don't need a fucking writer. I can improv this shit all by myself. Okay. What else do I have? How about a tomboy? I know you love them. Fuck. I can't believe you had all these feelings for me for so long. All this time we've been friends and I never know how much you wanted me. Not too bad, right? I'll do one more this time. The professional voice. But sir, my job is your free use secretary. You can ravage me with your cock anytime you want. Why won't you let me suck you under the desk? Okay. I'll stop with the personas. I don't want you to feel like you're fucking one of the characters you wrote. I want you to feel like you're fucking me. Isn't this where you'd usually write improv to orgasm? I'm joking. Just please don't write this up on Pastebin later. Slower. Your tongue feels so delicate on my tits. You don't have to suck on them so hard. I can't take it. Fuck. Please, stop playing with my boobs. Oh, fuck. You're so deep inside me. I'm squirming so hard from your cock. Can you feel my pussy gripping you tight as it could? It's gonna push me over the edge. Oh, I can feel you pulsing inside me. Please tell me you're close. Please, just give it to me. Anywhere you'd like, babe. You can come wherever you want. On my face, in my mouth, or on my arse. As long as I make you come, it doesn't matter. Inside my cunt. I knew it. You love a cream pie ending, don't you? Fuck. Fuck. Oh. Oh, you come. I feel so great inside me. So warm and sticky. Thanks for filling my fantasy. Wait, this is where I get to giggle a bit and tease you for a second round, right? Okay, as you wish. I don't remember coming that much ever. You were amazing, babe. Can you stay here tonight? I knew you would say yes. Want to take a shower together to clean up?